European markets face slight pressure with US futures steady. Sterling outperforms after UK GDP. News flow is overall quiet in summer trade. Welcome to the News Quark US podcast on August 11th, 2023. European equities experience a downturn with the Euro Stoxx 50, registering a decline of 0.7%. Most sectors observe a negative trend, although telecoms and financial services maintain a firmer stance. Notably, there's positive speculation surrounding Telecom Italia. In the US, futures remain stable, awaiting PPI and UOM data. The dollar index shows a subdued intraday trend around the 102.50 level. The cable demonstrates strength surpassing 1.27, buoyed by upbeat UK GDP data. The euro remains stable, neither capitalizing on the dollar's trajectory nor impacted significantly by cable surge. Dollar-yen is steady at around 144.50. The fixed income sector sees minor pressures. Treasuries remain consistent, anticipating the PPI release. Post-GDP revelations hint at a possible inclination by the Bank of England towards a 25 basis points rate hike in September. WTI and Brent futures maintain a neutral stance in the early European trading hours. Spot gold is steady around the $1,915 per ounce mark, given the subdued dollar index. The IEA holds its 2023 demand growth forecast but reduces its 2024 forecast slightly. Bitcoin trades in a confined range between USD 29, 3K to 29, 47K. In terms of notable headlines, Fed's Harker indicates progress on the inflation front. Democratic Senator Manchin is considering departing from the Democratic Party. Hawaii anticipates a significant rise in the wildfire death toll. In Europe, ECB's Lane projects that post-inflation shock, interest rates might stabilize at lower, but not the lowest levels, while RBA Governor Lowe suggests potential further monetary policy tightening to manage inflation. Looking ahead, highlights include US PPI and University of Michigan prelim. Thank you for listening. As always, for more up-to-date news and analysis, check out the service where you can get a free trial.